Well, good morning. Good morning, good morning, good morning. And welcome back. Welcome back, welcome back, welcome back to the FNET Top Level Monday Motivational Call. I'm sounding a little bit better today, guys. I know y'all can hear it in my voice. My spirit is really back on track after last week's call. I know I was a little down, but God is good. I am pumped up. I am fired up. I am ready to jump back into life again. And I am just so, so pleased and honored that we are back with you one more time. You know what I'm going to do this morning? I think I'm going to try to sing a little song. I think I'm ready to sing a little song this morning. Charles said, uh-oh. Okay, you ready, Charles? All right, well, I'm going to sing a little song for y'all this morning. Good morning to you. Good morning to you. Good morning. Good morning. Good morning to you. Ooh. Okay, see, now Charles is over here cracking up. So he's saying, okay, guys, she's back. She is back. I am back. Back, back, back. How are you guys doing today? Like I could hear them, right? I'm waiting for everybody to say something. We are just so excited to be back with you for the FNET Top Level Monday Motivational Call. And we call this the Top Level Monday Motivational Call because we've spoken it out into the atmosphere that we are going to the top, top, top this year. Complete and total restoration, uncommon favor, and double, triple, and quadruple blessings. We're speaking it out over our lives, and we're speaking it out over your lives. Everything we've lost over the last 10 years will be restored, recouped, reinstated, recovered, and just regrouped. I just believe that, and I just believe that any lost relationships, lost money. How many of y'all lost some money over the years? How many of y'all lost some contracts? How many of y'all lost some friendships and some relationships? I believe that it will be recovered. I believe it. I receive it. And so it is spoken. It is so. So I want everybody, and I do this every week, I want everybody to touch the phone where you are, and say these words. My life is restored in Jesus' name. Simple sentence, because I believe that simple sentence encompasses everything. It encompasses anything you've lost. So just say that sentence. Say it every single day. My life is restored in Jesus' name. Do you believe it? All right, if you believe it, so it is spoken, it really is so. Good morning once again. I am Teresa Royale Brown, President of Entrepreneurs and Professionals Network, FNET. And on behalf of my amazing husband, Charles, and myself, we just want to thank you, thank you, thank you for joining us on this call. We thank you guys every single week because we know everybody's very, very busy. Today's a holiday, and I know most of you are home, but still, y'all might want to sleep in. Y'all may not want to be on this call. So we appreciate you for getting on the call to take this time to fellowship and jumpstart your week. This call is important, guys, because this is a call that rejuvenates you and prepares your mind, your heart, and your spirit for the upcoming week. We encourage you to do this call every week, and I know there's some folks on the call that are on this call every week, have been on the call every week since January. That's a long time. This is September. Mm-hmm. And they have been on this call every single week, and they have seen their business change, they've seen their life change, all because they got their Monday motivation. So we appreciate you for being on this call because we know that if you continually do something consistently, that it will come to pass. So you keep saying stuff out of your mouth that's positive, what's going to happen? Positive stuff going to come to you. So speak life and speak positivity. So now every Monday I try to do a quick recap of the weekend. Don't really have too much to share. Charles and I went to a phenomenal cookout hosted by the one, the only, Douglas Easy. I know it's pronounced another way, but we call it Douglas Easy of Largo Financial Services. He is our 2013 FNET Legacy Male Entrepreneur of the Year, and he hosted a wonderful cookout on Saturday in Charles and I. We're very blessed to be able to attend that. Also, on Thursday, some of you saw I was at the Power Conference. We do the Power Conference every year, so I know some of you guys didn't get the notification until a little late because of all that had happened over the last few weeks. But we do the Power Conference every year, so I'm just putting it out there right now. Every female entrepreneur on this call, female professional, next year, make plans to be at the Power Conference. It's every August, usually the last Thursday in August, and it is definitely a event that you need to be at. 600 to 800 women every single year. I think they had about maybe 750 this year, but they have that many women in one place, under one roof, and the networking is phenomenal. You need to be there. So FNET is a power partner. We join with them every year. So please make sure, if you are a female on this call, that you are there. Now, don't get me wrong. There were some men there. They just want to be nosy, y'all. They just want to know what we're doing. But it was phenomenal. And this is the fifth year that FNET has supported that. We were there from the inception. It started off with 400 women. And it has grown in the last 5 years. So please, women, make sure that you are there next year. So that's pretty much our weekend recap. Not a whole lot to share today. We did meet some phenomenal people last week, which I will go into more detail over the next few weeks. Like I said, there's some things moving and shaking with the FNET organization, and we will be filling you guys in as we get more details. But God is good. And I cannot believe it, y'all, but he is back one more time. Now, see, I say this, I've been saying this over the last 4 or 5 weeks, and so some of you who are new on the call, you don't know that at the beginning of the year, Charles told me that he was only going to be on the calls once a month. And so some of the older calls, if you go back and listen to some of the older calls, there was a few times that Charles was not on the call with me. So when I get to have him on the call with me consistently 4 or 5 times in a row, that is phenomenal. So I am just so pleased that he is back, you guys. My amazing husband,
Charles Brown, Vice President, Entrepreneurs and Professionals Network, FNET.
Woohoo!
Good morning, and welcome to everyone that's on the call today. Beautiful day outside. The sun is shining. It is Labor Day, and once again, we just really appreciate everyone that's on the call with us this morning, especially on a holiday, because a lot of you are still working full-time, and you got this day off from work, and you could be asleep right now, but you have set your alarm to get up and get on the call with us, and others, you know, you could be anywhere else, and we just thank you for being here with us. Now, each week, on the call and at every experience that we have with FNET, we always start off with the same way, and that is going into a word of prayer. So if you all can join with us right now, if you are, even if you're at work right now, at work or in your living room, wherever you are, if you can, bow with us. If you're on the road right now driving, definitely pray with us in spirit. Keep your eyes open as we go into a word of prayer. Father in heaven, we just give you thanks this morning. For you said in your word that we are to give thanks for all things. We just thank you for this day that we have never seen before. We thank you for everyone that's on the call right now. We ask that you bless each and every business, each and every household, the children, wherever people have a need, we just claim it done right now. Father, we just thank you for the overflow that you're sending out right now. We thank you, Father, for those windows of heaven where the blessings are being sent out that we cannot even contain. We thank you once again for everyone on the phone. We ask that you touch each and every one, and we just thank you for your many blessings that you continue to pour out upon us. All these things we lift up to you in the name of your Son, Jesus. Amen.
Amen.
Exactly, and we always have a lot of new people, and especially on holidays, we have a lot of new people on the call today, and a lot of times when we have new people on the call or new people that come to the event, the question is always, who is FNET and what do we do?
Who is FNET?
FNET
is a business building organizations. And we specialize in bringing businesses together by building relationships. Now, what does that mean? We say it every week, but I know some people are like, what do you mean by that? Well, what do we mean by building relationships? It's all about, how do I break it down even further? I know I break it down pretty much each week, but you know how you go to events and you see some people, they just passing out cards. They just running around the room passing out cards. I just saw that recently, and it made my skin crawl. I hate to see people doing that. We don't like to do that at FNET. We believe in actually sitting down, having a conversation, and building a relationship. And these relationships turn into friendships. It's not just about business. It's friendships. We do business with people that we know, we like, and we trust.
Mm-hmm.
And that is what FNET's all about. We host experiences, not events. We host experiences so you can get together with folks and really build and grow those relationships. And that's what it is. That's what it's all about. And also, FNET doesn't just talk about honoring and recognizing entrepreneurs and professionals. We do it, and we do it through our Legacy Awards Ball. And this is where we honor 12 to 14 entrepreneurs who are leaving a living legacy. And this is our ninth year of hosting these FNET experiences. And we just hope that one day soon, if you haven't, come on by, come on through, and join us at an FNET experience so you can grow your business and your bottom line.
Exactly. We will definitely help in regards to helping you do that. And a lot of times the question is, who is FNET? And sometimes the question is, why do we do these motivational calls? Well, we do these calls to help uplift, motivate, and inspire entrepreneurs, because oftentimes many of us who work for ourselves really feel like, you know what, I'm out here doing this thing on my own. A lot of times confusion can come in, frustration if your business hasn't gotten to where you think it should be. When you sat down and written out those goals and you're looking at those goals from 6 months ago, a year ago, and it's like, you know what, I'm not where I believe I should be. Just to know that you have someone in your corner who can help uplift, motivate, help get that week started so you're not thinking about giving up, so you're not wondering, you know what, should I even be doing this, and you're just moving forward strong each and every day. So myself, I understand those who are still working full-time, you're counting down the days to when you can, you know, to when you can actually walk off the job and say, I'm good to go, my business is where I want it to be. And at the same time, we understand those who are full-time entrepreneurs. Teresa is full-time in the event planning industry, and I'm working full-time and doing the business. So we understand both sides of it. So you have people in your corner that are right there with you.
Mm-hmm. All right. That is true. We need that motivation, and we need that inspiration from each other. And, you know, we have met so many amazing people through the FNET organization. And we just hope that some of you who haven't, like I said, joined us, make sure you join in. I can just rattle off so many awesome people over the years that I've met. Emmy Vickers, Sean Randleman, Natasha Pierre, Rosetta Thompson, Melanie Inspires. These are all people we have met through the FNET organization. Tia Tenacious Titus, just amazing people. Tina Harmon. All of these folks we've met over the years, and we love them. And these are friends. These aren't people we just like, oh, they're okay, we know them. These are friends, and that's what it's all about. So, again, come on through, come on by, and make sure that you join us at an upcoming FNET experience. All right. Y'all know what time it is.
What time is it?
You know what time it is.
Uh-oh.
You know what? Every time we say that, you know I think about that camel, right?
what day it is.
What day it is. Right. It's time for our affirmation. Yes, yes. For those of you who are new on the call, every time we have a call, we have an FNET experience, we have anything with the FNET name on it, we do our affirmation, because we believe if you speak out a specific thing into the atmosphere, it will come to pass. Correct?
Correct.
All right. So Everybody, wherever you are now, I saw Lady Rosetta Thompson this weekend. She said, Teresa, you always tell everybody to stand up. You know I can't stand up. So I know a couple of y'all cannot stand up. Okay.
Well, they can't stand up because they're at work. They're probably not at work.
Well, wait a minute. That's right. Y'all should be home today. Now, I know Charles said earlier that some of y'all might be at work. Now, don't get me wrong. Some people may be at work, though, honey, because, you know, some people may have those type of jobs that is 24 hours or what have you. But I believe today y'all should be home, correct? So I'm going to see who's on the call because I know that if you can, I need y'all standing up, okay, and repeating this affirmation. Now, this is the day, if you are home and you don't generally stand up, I need y'all to stand up today. Lady Rosetta Thompson, you home today. So so I want you standing up. Let's see who's on the call. Emmy Vickers is on the call. Lady Emmy Vickers, good to see you. Now, I don't think Emmy can stand up yet because I know Emmy has a knee injury. So, Emmy, if you can't stand up, you get a pass. But, Rosetta Thompson, I need you standing up today. Let's see. Tina Harmon is on the call. Lady Tina Harmon, good to see you, Lady Buzz. I need you standing on up and saying this affirmation out with us. All the way from New York City by way of Virginia Beach, because he's in town. Sean Randleman,
New York City,
is on the call. Brother Sean, good to see you in our neck of the woods. Thanks for being on the call today. Everybody, we need you to stand it on up and repeat this affirmation. Now, like I said, if y'all been over the weeks and y'all been saying, oh, I can't stand up because I'm at my cube, Tia Tenacious, I see you. I need you standing up today. Now, usually Tia is shaking her leg.
She ain't got to shake her leg today.
Shaking her leg. Terry Robinson. Terry Robinson, all the way from Dallas, Texas. Now, see, now, Terry, I'm going to call you out. Y'all, Terry Robinson is a Dallas Cowboys fan.
Uh-oh.
But I still love her, even though she's a Dallas Cowboys fan.
That's called true love.
That's true love. That's my girl, Lady Terry Robinson. Good to see you, sweetie pie. Stand it on up. Come on, guys. Lady Yvonne Keenan. Lady Yvonne, I hope you are feeling better, my dear.
Lady Yvonne is on.
Yes, good to see you, Lady Yvonne Keenan. Stand it on up. Come on, guys. Everywhere you are, all over the country, I see some folks from, oh, my God, I see some St. Louis folks on the call. I see some Denver people on the call. We got a couple of California people on the call. Wow, all the way from California. Please, please, wherever you are, please stand up and say our affirmation after us. Oh, my God, Victoria Cooper, our girl Victoria Cooper, all the way from Orlando. Lady Victoria Cooper, she is always on the call. We love her. Her energy, her spirit. Good to see you, Lady Victoria Cooper. All right, you guys ready? I can't shout everybody out. We got a lot of people on the call today. We love this when it's a holiday because people are home today and they can join in. So that's awesome when you are able to join in from different parts of the country because of the holiday. We thank you for being on the call. Natasha Pierre, all the way from Tampa, Florida, on the call this morning. Yolanda Everett Wilson. Woohoo! Lady Yolanda, good to see you, sweetie pie. Good to see you. Joy Terrell. Joy Terrell. Woohoo! On the call. I'm telling you guys, we got some good folks on the call today. See everybody. Tanisha Taylor. I didn't forget you, sweetie. I see you on the call. Y'all ready? Are y'all standing up? So I'm giving you all y'all time to get out y'all seats and stand up so y'all ain't got no excuse. All right, y'all ready? You ready?
No, I was just thinking, we really appreciate those California people. You know, it's 720 in California.
I know. They're up early.
Oh, yes.
You know, that's amazing. Yeah. I just love that. I love, love, love to see different people from different parts of the country on this call. Thank you so much for being on here with us. Okay, we're ready. Let's get it on up. Stand it on up and repeat after us.
After us. Like, you know your business is about to blow up this week.
I know that's right.
I am
an entrepreneur.
An entrepreneur. I am
dynamic.
Dynamic.
I am courageous.
Courageous. I am
I am outstanding.
Outstanding. I am.
I am amazing.
Amazing.
All right. Y'all know I'm going to stop. Now, that wasn't even a good amazing coming out of me, right?
I had to go.
So, I want you guys, if you can, look in a mirror. If you can. If you can't, just stay where you are. But I need you to make sure that you are speaking this out from deep down in your stomach, down deep in your soul, that you are amazing. You are speaking that out about yourself. You ain't speaking it out about me and Charles. You are talking about you. So when you say you are amazing, you got to speak that out. Because I really believe when you say that word, I don't know what it is about that word amazing, but if you speak it out like you really mean it, I believe things shift in the atmosphere. Amen? So let's go ahead, each and every one. We're going to say that one again, and we're going to speak it out like we really mean it. So, Charles, let's do that one more time.
Okay. I am.
I am amazing.
Amazing.
Charles, wait a minute. Y'all, did y'all hear Charles say that amazing? Charles, come on now. You got to speak that amazing out like I just did it. Come on.
Like you just did it.
That's right. Come on.
Oh, my goodness.
I am amazing.
Amazing.
Oh, Lord.
That's what you're
going to get. That's what I'm going to get. Well, I hope y'all spoke it out like I did. Sean Randleman, did you speak it out like I did? Tia Tenacious, did you speak it out like I did? Terry Robinson, I hope that you spoke that out like I did. Don't listen to Charles or how he said it. Do it the way I did it, all right?
You're amazing. I get that picture of Grover on Sesame Street a long time ago, waving his arms in the air. We're going to put that on Facebook.
All right, all right.
I am
consistent.
Consistent. I am
remarkable.
Remarkable. I am.
And I am blessed.
Blessed.
And highly.
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 Favored.
Favored.
Mm-hmm.
And I am.
And I am taking my business to the top.
Taking my business to the top.
Oh,
just don't snatch it.
Do you believe it?
I believe it. Taking my business to the top.
I know that's right. Do you really, really believe it?
I believe it.
All right, everybody on this call today, if you believe that you are taking your business to the top this year, if you believe that you are an entrepreneur, you're dynamic, you're courageous, you're outstanding, you're amazing, you're consistent, and you are remarkable and blessed and highly favored, I need you to high-five the phone, high-five yourself, high-five somebody with you, and say, I am taking my business to the top.
I'm taking my business to the top.
All right.
High five and a laugh. And we cannot forget that as we are taking our businesses to the top, we have to turn around, reach back, grab somebody else's hand, and help them take their business to the top also.
Yes.
It's not just about us. We have to help somebody else.
Exactly. We've got to help someone else, y'all. It's not about us. Amen?
Amen.
And remember, we speak this affirmation out before each and every FNet experience because we believe. If you keep speaking out a specific thing into the atmosphere about our lives, our families, our businesses, it will come to pass.
It will.
Not it might, not it maybe, it will come to pass. Therefore, speak life, speak good things, speak positivity, and watch your life, watch your family, watch your relationship. Watch your circumstances.
Mm-hmm.
Watch it all change. And it's going to change, guys. It's going to change for the better.
It will.
Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Woo-hoo.
It truly will. We have seen it with our own eyes. We had the testimonies on a regular basis,
yes.
And it just blesses us to hear them over and over and over again. And speaking of blessings, last week's call, for those of you that were on it, we know that you were blessed. If you were not on and you have not heard the replay, you definitely want to hear Dr. Marcus Tappan of Tappan & Associates. He was on with us last week.
Oh, Lord.
And just really, really, really blessed our souls, and everyone that was on was blessed. And it wasn't just a blessing. It was life-changing.
Yes, yes. You know, we've been talking about that call all week, and we adore every single speaker that has been on this top-level Monday Motivational Call. But last week, Dr. Marcus Tappan, he spoke out a word. He touched our souls. He had me on the phone crying, y'all. Y'all know Michelle Wallace passed away a couple weeks ago, and my spirit was low. Even last week, I had several people call me and email me and said, Teresa, you don't sound like yourself, because I couldn't shake it. I couldn't get out of that funk. And Dr. Marcus Tappan, he shook me to my core. And, you know, we just know that Michelle would want us to keep moving forward. She would want us to keep pressing ahead so that we will all go to the top. And I just thank Marcus Tappan. Dr. Marcus Tappan, we thank you so much. I don't even know if he's on the call today. I haven't really gone through all the numbers. But I just thank you so much for blessing our souls last week. If you did not hear that call, please go to the replay. I wasn't able to get my webmaster to put it out immediately last week, so I shared the link on my Facebook page. But if you go to our website right now, I spoke to her last night. She put it up. It is on our website. What's the website, honey?
The website is etnetonline.com. The spelling, in case you don't have it, ETNETONLINE. etnetonline.com. Click on the box that says Monday Motivational Calls and just have an additional blessing after this one today.
Yes, make sure if you did not listen to that call last week, you must listen to that call. I've been telling everybody, I've been shouting to the rooftops, make sure you listen to that call, because it's going to bless you to help you start setting your goals. You got to have goals. And when you have them written down, what does the Bible say? You got to write your vision and make it plain.
Mm-hmm.
And he even, you know, had convicted my spirit, because there's a lot of things I haven't written down. And so if you want to get your goals manifested, you got to write them down. And I spoke this out last year at the Bold, Brave, and Beautiful event. People asked me, you know, I spoke about some of my trials and tribulations being an entrepreneur. But one of the things I also spoke about was how I met Charles, how I was able to meet my husband. And I wrote him up. A lot of people don't know that. For those of you who missed Bold, Brave, and Beautiful last year, you missed a good one, because I actually gave the secret of how you find a good man or you find a good woman. You write them up. You sit down and you write every single thing that you want in a good man or in a good woman. And I'm telling you, I had a life-changing conversation on Friday about somebody who took my advice and did just that. And now her soulmate is in her life. If you are on this call, and I know we were going off the subject a little bit, but if you're on this call today and you are expecting something, and it doesn't just work in relationships, it works in everything. If you want a new car, I want you to sit down and write at the top of a piece of paper, the things I want in my dream car, write it up. Things I want in my ideal house, write it up. Things I want in my ideal mate, write it up. And most of all, the things I want in my business, better clients, more opportunities, more contracts. Write it up. Dr. Marcus Tappan spoke a word last week, and I'm telling you, he has lit a fire under me, and he lit a fire under Charles, and I'm telling you, it has not been the same since that call. Make sure that you listen to that replay. It will bless your soul. And make sure you listen to what I'm saying to you today about writing things up, because that's all you're doing, is you're writing a vision, and you're making it plain. Amen?
Amen.
All right, so today we're doing something a little different. Usually we have a guest speaker on the call, or usually Charles and I will say a few words on the call. But today we wanted to open up the phone lines to you. Now, we're not going to open it up like we did that one time. We opened it up for everybody, and it was kind of crazy. We will do that again because we had a good time when we did that. That was probably about 3 or 4 months ago. We just decided, hey, we're going to open up the phone lines, and we just let people shout out their businesses, and it was actually awesome, but the call ran really long. I mean, it was like an hour and a half call, so we're not going to do that today. But what we're going to do, we're going to let some of you, now I want y'all to listen carefully because, again, this is something new we're doing, and I just believe we got to change it up all the time. So I was going to say 5 people, but we're running a little short on time, although this is a holiday, so some of y'all might be able to stay on a little longer. But we want about 4 to 5 of you, if you want to say a word on the call today, your favorite scripture, your favorite motivational quote, a favorite song that inspires you and gets you through the day as an entrepreneur or even as a professional, and you want to share that to the group today, I want you to inbox me. If you want to do it, inbox me right now. All of you should be my Facebook friends, or if you're not, I'm on Teresa Royal Brown on Facebook, so you can still, even if you're not my friend, you can still send me a message. So I want you to inbox me and just say, hey, Teresa, I want to say a few words on the call today. Seriously. Anybody who wants to do it, just inbox me right now and just say, I want to say a few words on the call, and I'm going to take the first maybe 3-4 people that inbox me. I already got 2, so if you want to jump on today and say a few words, something motivational. Now, let me preface this because I see everybody, my inbox is blowing up. Now, hold on. Hold on. Now, 5 minutes, okay? Actually, maybe less than that because we were running a little bit short on time. So I'll say 3 to 5 minutes, not a long, drawn-out anything, just say your name, your business, where you're from, and just say, hey, guys, I want to share this with you to the group. Like, and just say it's a motivational quote, it's a motivational scripture, it's something, okay? So you ready?
I'm ready.
Okay, so who wants to join in? I got a few, and I'm going to take right now, the first person I'm going to take is Dave Wren. David Wren. And before I bring Dave Wren on, I just want to say, we love Dave Wren. Dave Wren was so instrumental in connecting Charles and I up with a divine connection. I'll just say that. And you never know who is going to connect you with a life-changing source. And Dave Wren, he didn't even know he had done it. But I just wanted to shout Dave Wren out and just say thank you, Dave, for connecting us with a divine connection that we just met last week, and we will definitely keep you posted on what's to come. So our first person we're going to bring in today is Dave Wren. So let me go on and get you, Dave. I thank you for giving me your number. So let's see. Now, don't forget, guys, a few minutes, not a long time. So let me see, Dave, where are you?
And of course, before Dave gets off, he can give his information and everything like that, because Dave Wren is definitely someone everybody should know.
Yes.
Everybody should know.
Absolutely. So, Dave, let me find you. We got a lot of people on the call today. Oh, my God. Okay, here you go, Dave. I got you. All right. Dave Wren, are you on the call?
Good morning, Teresa and Charles.
Good morning.
Good morning, Dave.
Good to talk to you, Dave.
It is. I had to get a tissue to wipe my eyes. So thank you, Teresa and Charles, for just welcoming me and letting people know who I am.
So Dave, say your name, your company, and then tell us what you got for the people today.
Okay, so my name is David Wren. I'm the managing partner of Maryland Co-Labs, which is a co-working space up in Essex, Maryland, in Baltimore, a collaborative community. And we're here to support small businesses as they grow. And I'm a big Jim Rohn fan. And so one of the things that I think I've seen with listening to the motivational calls is one of his quotes. And he says, without a sense of urgency, desire loses its value. And I think what happens is people get excited about things, and then they don't take the actions that are necessary. And I think one of those actions you were talking about earlier is to write things down.
Yeah.
Like I'm in the office today. We're open, and I have a list of the things I need to get done today.
Mm-hmm.
The things to support the businesses that are here. You know, the calls I need to make to support other businesses that are, you know, outside of Maryland SoLab.
Mm-hmm.
So I think that once you get that, you know, excitement or whatever your idea or your vision, write it down and then act on it.
Yeah. Love that, Dave. Love that. That is awesome. See, that goes back to, again, what Dr. Marcus Tappan said last week. You've got to write it down.
Mm-hmm.
Everybody on the call, make sure you're taking notes on what Dave Wren just said. Dave, say that quote one more time.
Sure.
You ready?
So, yeah. So without a sense of urgency, desire loses its value.
So without a sense of urgency, desire loses its value. And that's from Jim Rohn?
Jim Rohn. Yeah, Jim Rohn.
Okay.
Writing that one down myself.
I'm writing it down. I'm writing it down too, Dave. That's good stuff. Awesome.
Yeah, so,
thank you, Dave.
Yeah, you're welcome, and thank you. And thank you for this call on Mondays. It really does start my week out with some energy and motivation. And then, you know, I sit there and I post on the Facebook just to say, hey, this is who I am today.
I know that's right. Thank you, Dave. And
thank
I'll be
you.
In touch soon because I need to talk to you about a couple things anyway. So be on the lookout. I'll probably hit you back after the call, okay?
Okay, excellent.
All right. All right, guys. Good word from Dave Wren.
Excellent word this morning.
Start us off strong. Okay, let me see who I got in my box. Guys, we've got a couple, two, three people. Let me see. We got a lot of guys today that want to talk, which is good because we usually have a lot of females on the call. So let me see. We just talked to Dave. I think I'm gonna save you for later, Sean. But right now I'm gonna bring in Lady Alice Giroux.
Lady Alice is on the call.
Yes, Lady Alice Giroux. You know, Lady Alice spoke before, and if you missed her call, she's been in the past. Motivational call replays, and she spoke a good word as well. So let me see where I'm going to find you, Lady Alice. Let me see. Alice, text me or inbox me your number that you're calling from so I can find you, sweetie. When I say there's a lot of people on the call, y'all got to bear with us today. Usually when it's a holiday, we do have an extra amount of people on the call.
Mm-hmm.
So it takes me a minute. So Alice, I'm going to bring you in. Oh, okay, I see you. Okay, 254. Okay. So let me see. Alice. Bear with me, guys. Alice, I don't see that number, dear. Hold on, let me see. She just sent me another message. Hold on. Oh, you transposed the number. Okay, I see. All right. So, yes, Lady Alice Giroux, she spoke a while ago, but she did an awesome job. She was one of our first guest speakers on the call. Remember, Charles?
Oh, yeah, early in the year.
And she's also one of our elite members. So, let's see. Here we go. Lady Alice Giroux, are you on the call?
Good morning. I'm on the
call. Good morning, Lady Alice. How are you?
I'm great. Thank you so much for
my Okay, so tell everybody your name, your business, and what you got for the people.
My name is Alice Giroux, and I'm the owner of The 31 Woman, a personal development company for women,
mm-hmm.
Where I talk a lot about pursuing peace, pursuing purpose, and pursuing productivity.
Okay.
And I just want to share a quick verse that I read this morning from the Bible. And just quickly, I think we all share moments where we have disappointment, we are feeling discouraged, and we are frustrated with circumstances that may not necessarily align up with what we're hoping for.
Mm-hmm.
And so I just want to share a quick verse that I think would encourage those that may be feeling that at this time. So
okay.
This is from Romans 4:19, 4:19 through verse 21. So Romans 4:19. And being not weak in faith, he considered not his own body now dead, when he was about 100 years old, neither yet the deadness of Sarah's womb. He staggered not at the promise of God through unbelief, but was strong in faith, giving glory to God, and being fully persuaded that what he had promised, he was able also to perform. So I just want to share with everyone to please be encouraged in spite of what your circumstances may look like right now. Trust God, believe in him, and he will bring his word to pass.
Amen. Amen. That is awesome.
Excellent word.
Alice, that is so awesome. You know, and I'm glad that she actually took a verse from the Bible. I know sometimes Charles and I do quote Bible verses throughout our calls, and then a lot of our speakers do the same. Because you know what? The Bible is a book that we need to reference all the time.
Mm-hmm.
You know?
Mm-hmm.
That's where you can get your best encouragement from just going to the Bible. Thank you, Lady Alice Giroux. We appreciate you.
Thank you.
Mm-hmm. All right. Take care, my dear. And I'll be in touch with you, too, okay?
Okay.
Okay. Good word from Lady Alice Giroux. See, I like this. We got to do this.
Mm-hmm.
We'll do this again, guys, too. We're going to have another time that we just bring folks in and just, you know, let you guys say a couple words. All right, so let me see. You know what? But here's a good friend of ours. He's also one of our Legacy Award winners, our 2011 Legacy Inspiration Awardee.
Oh, I know who that is.
Brother Rob House. Brother Rob House, and Brother Rob House was also one of our speakers in the past. If you didn't hear his call, make sure you scroll through the Monday Motivational call block and find his call. He did an amazing job as well. Rob just sent me a message. He said, I got something for the people.
Uh-oh.
I got something for the people.
Uh-oh.
So let me find Brother Rob.
No, Brother Rob said he got something for the people. He definitely
Brother
got
Rob
something
said
for the people.
He got something for the people, okay? So let me find Brother Rob.
Now, Brother Rob, we might have to remind 3 minutes.
Now, Brother Rob, Brother Rob, 3 minutes, okay? Unless I haven't brought him in yet, so I can't hear. Okay, here we go. Brother Rob, are you on the call? He's laughing.
Oh, yeah.
Hey, Brother Rob.
3 minutes and 45 seconds.
3 minutes. So, Brother Rob, tell everybody what your name and your company, and then tell us what you got for the people.
Sure. Well, thank you. Doing what you guys do all the time, motivating people to motivate people. Isn't that something else? That's a beautiful thing right there. I already friend requested Mr. Wren over there.
Yes. And make sure y'all friend request each other. When we shout people out on the call, make sure you friend request them. These are people you need to know. We're not just shouting them out. These are people you need to know. So make sure y'all friend request Dave Wren, absolutely, and Alice Giroux. Okay, go ahead, Brother Rob, and Brother Rob when he's done. Okay, go ahead.
So my name is Rob Howe, and my business is Can't Fit. That's Catalyst. Can't Fit is a motivational program for young people, like The Biggest Losers, but for kids. We teach them about nutrition, health, wellness, life skills, social skills, college choice, mind, body, and spirit, empowering our kids to become leaders for tomorrow. That's what we do. And the phrase that pays for me, I listen to a lot of speakers. Of course, the Bible is my favorite reference. I also listen to a lot of different speakers. And one of the speakers I like listening to, his name is Dr. Wayne Dyer. And he has a phrase that he uses very often. And it's, when you change the way you look at things, the things you look at change. And you can, of course, you know, perspective is everything. And there's a whole lot of ways that you can identify, you know, how to create the best perspective. But if you just listen to that phrase, when you change the way you look at things, the things you look at change. And all that means is that your perspective will determine your outcome. And so if the circumstances don't look like it's in your favor, but you continue to look at it like it's not in your favor, it will continue to not be in your favor. But if you look at the circumstance and look at it like, wow, okay, well, this is happening. Okay, well, what can I do with this? What can I benefit from this? How can this serve me? Maybe this is useful. Maybe this is a learned experience. And so you just twist and change it. And you remember Grandma said, you know, the glass is half, what, full?
Oh, that's right.
It's all perspective. The bottom line is, even if it's half empty, guess what? It's still water in there, man. You know? Mm-hmm. And so it's all about how you look at it. And it's very important, especially with entrepreneurs, because our lives are never consistent. Never consistent. Things are going to be up, things are going to be down. And when it comes down to it, it's all about you. And the productivity, it depends on how much desire, how much motivation you can keep inside of yourself. So I'll leave you with that. Let's control the way you look at things and what they mean to you. You never get stressed out by a circumstance. You get stressed out by the way you look at it.
Wow. Brother Rob!
Amen. Thank you for that
word. That's good stuff. Thank you, Brother Rob.
Thank you.
And Brother Rob, before you go, if people are trying to find you on Facebook, can you give us the spelling of that last name real quick?
Yes. H-O-W-Z-E.
Exactly.
H-O-W-Z-E. And for some reason, I didn't know there was 37 other Rob Houses. I didn't know this until I found Facebook. If you have a trouble on there, you can just go to Camp Fit Reality Series, and I'll see you on there, and we can connect.
Okay.
Camp Fit Reality Series.
Awesome. Thank you, Brother Rob.
Well, thank you, guys. Doing what you do.
No, we try. All right. Thank you.
All right. Have a blessed day.
Bye-bye.
Wow, another good word by Brother Rob.
Excellent word.
Wow, I am just, you see the phenomenal people that we have in our network, just phenomenal people in the network. So let's go back and recap real quick. We talked to David Wren, so make sure you guys friend him on Facebook. His spelling of his last name is W-R-E-N. Mm-hmm. So make sure you friend him. And Sister Alice Giroux. Now, the last name of her spelling of her last name, I know y'all going to be like, huh? So let me spell it. It's G-I-R-A-U-D. I know, because I was calling her Gerard for a long time. So it's G-I-R-A-U-D, Alice Giroux, and, of course, Brother Rob House. The spelling of his last name is H-O-W-Z-E. Make sure you connect with these folks. This is a great opportunity, guys, for people to know who you are. So the next time I say, hey, we're going to let a few of you guys jump on, make sure you hurry up and jump on, because you never know who you're going to connect with just by doing this small little exercise. Now, Terry Lewis from Dallas, you just inboxed me. Do you want to say something? Text me real quick, because we time is ticking. Do you want to be on? Come on, Terry. She's not saying nothing. Okay. So I think we're going to bring our last. Oh, hold on. She's texting me. Oh, you want to say something, Terry? Girl, you almost missed out. You almost missed out. All right, let me see. Terry, send me your number. What number are you calling me from? Inbox it to me real quick. Hold on, everybody. She's texting me. Come on, Terry. Come on, Terry. Okay. All right. So I just got the number for Terry. We're going to bring Terry Lewis in. She's calling all the way from Dallas, Texas. And let me see if I can find you, Miss Terry Lewis. All right. Let's see. Oh, there you go. I got you. I'm sorry, I said Terry Lewis. I meant Terry Robinson. Okay, hold on. Here we go. Lady Terry, are you on the call?
I am. Good morning, darling. How
Good
are
morning.
You?
Good morning, Lady Terry. How are you? How's everything in Dallas?
I am fine. Dallas is wonderful. We have a very cool day today.
Oh, it's not cool up here.
Yeah.
It's hot in the DMV.
It is.
Oh, right. My God.
So, Terry,
okay, number one. I'm originally from Washington, D.C. But I am a Cowboys fan. Don't hold me again.
Boo! But go ahead.
I know!
You're going to be letting her on the call.
Yeah, we still love her, though.
I know, right? My business is any event Fortune Entertainment Company. We handle special events and wide ranges of sports parties as well. But my favorite message I got from Pastor John Jenkins, who is actually out of a D.C. area.
Yes, First Baptist.
Yes. Oh, my God. She did a series on moving forward. And I have this app on my phone, and during a very, very down time for me, a very sad time for me, just trying to, you know, you fall into those dry spells. But anyway, his message was moving forward with a vision. And I listened to his message, and it was powerful. It was so powerful that I had to listen to it like three times.
Wow.
But in his message, I encourage everyone, even just, it's also on his website. But I encourage you to listen to it. He actually took the word vision and he spelled it out. And it was so powerful that it uplifted me after listening to it three times. I mean, I just kept getting excited, more excited, more excited. And I encourage you all who are in your business, and there comes times where you're feeling down and sad, or you're not getting as much business as you, you know, anticipate having. Just listen to Teresa's and Charles every morning, because it does encourage me every morning to go out, and I'm, you know, always motivated. But also just continue to pray and read what God says about business, because he has a whole lot of scriptures in there about business. And just like Teresa, I'm encouraged us this morning, write the plan, make it plain. I promise you, when you write that plan and make it plain, God sees it, because he wants us to be successful, and we can't be successful without his hand being upon us. So write the vision, make it plain, let God make it do what it does.
Awesome.
Amen.
That's awesome, Terry. So now, so Terry Robinson, it's just how it's spelled, Robinson, R-O-B-I-N-S-O-N, connect
well,
with her.
I went back to my maiden name.
Okay.
And yes, so it's Lewis, but hey, for you, you can call me whatever you choose to,
God. No, I'm sorry, because I thought I was saying it wrong. I'm like, okay, the Lewis is Robinson. Okay, so it's Terry Lewis. You guys
it's
make
Terry
sure you connect with her, even though she's a Dallas fan, but we still love her. All
because
right.
Anytime you come to Dallas, I'm here for you. I promise.
Oh, all right. We appreciate you. All right, Lady Terry. Thank you, dear.
Thank you. Hello, Charles.
All right.
Thank you very much.
All right. Wow. Our speakers today have truly been blessing us. They have blessed us tremendously.
Mm-hmm. That started my week off right.
That started the week off right. And then finally, so we actually did do five today. So finally, we're going to bring in Brother Sean Randleman, and this actually is a good lead-in, because I didn't know that Terry was going to say anything about vision, but Sean Randleman is our FNET 2011 Legacy Visionary Awardee, and so how awesome to bring him in after Terry just talked about vision. So Sean is in town. He is from Virginia, but he's now living up in the New York City area, so let me see. Sean, I'm going to bring you in. I know Sean's number, so let me go ahead and bring him in.
I'm going to find him real quick.
Yep.
And there's actually something into you saying like 2011, 2009, so people actually know we don't just give people an award and say congratulations. We continue to build and hold on to that relationship years down the road.
Absolutely. That's what it's all about, building relationships. Mm-hmm. Okay, so Brother Sean, are you on the call?
Yes, I am. How are you this morning?
He always laughs. Hey, Brother Sean, good to hear from you.
Oh, it's great. It's great to hear from you. I mean, this has been wonderful. This has been wonderful. Very informative. I love it.
Good. So, Sean, tell everybody your name, your business, and then tell us what you got for the people.
Oh, awesome. My name is Sean Randleman. I run a firm called Smart In Concepts. Actually, just started this year. I actually started a venture capitalist firm for small businesses called Smart Ventures Concepts. I know I sound quite young, but I've been in business for about 12 years, and it's been very fun. Actually, I want to piggyback on what Teresa talked about writing down things. I thought that was pretty awesome, because as a young guy back in 2004, I wrote down exactly what year I was going to have my kids. I have four children, and I had my kids in every year that I actually wrote my kids down. I had them exactly that same order. I actually wrote down the year I was going to make my first $500,000, or the year I was going to make my first million, and I actually hit it exactly on the mark. So that writing down, oh, my God, it's so, so, so important. People just don't understand how important it is.
Mm-hmm.
But, guys, what I want to do is actually, you know, since I'm closing out, I know I only got 3 minutes. I'm going to spend 60 seconds on two words. So I want you guys to kind of write down two words. I love giving lessons. Lessons are the most important thing in the world. They motivate you. They take you to the next level. So the two words that I want you guys to kind of write down is I want you to write down starter, and I want you to write down delay. Because when it comes down to writing down plans, since we've been talking about writing down goals, it seems like we're on a little theme here. I want to talk about starter, and I want to talk about delay. Okay? Tell me if you're ready. I'm going to go ahead and jump. Charles, Teresa, you ready?
Yeah,
oh, yeah.
We're ready.
Okay, cool, cool, cool. Now, look, when we look at starter, okay, the word starter, all of us are starters, all of our entrepreneurs, but I think sometimes what happens is we fail to realize that after we start to become an entrepreneur, that there are tactics, there are tasks, there are milestones, there are things that we need to accomplish, things that we need to start in order to proceed. See, we can write down anything that we want on a piece of paper, and we can say that we want to do this, but in order for us to actually do it, we have to start it.
Right.
People don't understand starting is actually the ability to get up and to get started without motivation of anyone else.
Mm-hmm.
That's pretty crazy, right? Because we're on a motivational call right now. So, you know, a lot of us say we need this motivation. But we don't understand in order to make millions, and I'm telling you this from experience, you got to understand how to have the ability to start without any motivation. This right here, this call is supposed to be the icing on the cake. This is supposed to push you over.
Right.
But you have to be a self-starter yourself. You have to have the skills, and you have to understand that you're a blessing to other people's life. You want to know how to start? Understand that you're a blessing to other people's life, okay? You have to motivate. You have to have people around you that's going to challenge you, and you should never, ever give up on what you're trying to achieve. Because I always tell people, you know, success, we got all these different formulas, but there's only two things you really need to think about. You must be a self-starter, and you must have the ability to actually finish what you started. That's the key thing. You must be a self-starter, and you must have the ability to finish what you actually started. But you know what's so funny? As we start to work on our plans, as we move forward, as we go after being extraordinary, and I always tell people extraordinary is nothing special about it. It's just ordinary with a whole bunch of extra stuff. We do extra stuff that makes us extraordinary. There's going to be delays. Would y'all all agree? Do we have delays? Charles, I have delays in time, sir. Last year, y'all had a delay. Okay?
No doubt.
Delays happen. But what y'all don't understand, you have to embrace delays. Because I always tell people there's time to play, and there's a time not to play. You know, there's season for the reason. And you have to understand that delays are wonderful. It's a wonderful word. You know why? Because when you actually have a delay, it allows you to hold off, to spend a little bit, and to figure out exactly what it is that you're doing. So sometimes when you have these problems in your life, it seems like oh my God, it's all these delays. I really want my business to blow up. I really want my business to go to the next level. The main reason that you're being delayed is because God wants you to step back for one moment, look at the situation, and to figure out how to do it clearly. Now, one of the things that we do in my company quite a bit is we coach and we consult, we strategize. And one of the things that we tell them when we're coaching, I say, hey, guys, you got to learn how to say time out. Sometimes you have to step back. What you wrote down on a piece of paper, adjust those dates, adjust that budget, adjust the resources that you need around it in order for you to accomplish it. So every time you look at the word delay and you look at the word starter, I want you to think about them a little bit different. As an entrepreneur, number one, you have to be a self-starter. You know, you should already have a list of stuff that you needed to do for this week, and you should get on this call so this call right here can motivate you and give you that energy to go and knock that list out this next, you know, this week. So you can get back in this call next week, have another list of things to do in your business, and all this motivation, all this positive energy just flows through your business for the next 7 days. That's how it's supposed to work. But then you also have to understand when you have those delays, embrace those delays. Look at it as a football. I heard us talking about Redskins and Cowboys and stuff. So look at it as football. The coach takes the time out for a reason because he has to regroup the team. He has to reorganize. The team has to be smart enough to listen to what needs to be reorganized. A lot of you guys are in business by yourself, your home-based business. Guess who your coach is? God is. That's your coach. If you're by yourself, God's your coach. Pick up your Bible. Read through the New Testament. Read through Jesus. The greatest book that I've ever read was God is My CEO. I cannot remember what the author name was, but look that up. God is My CEO. It breaks down the entire Bible. It breaks down Jesus' walk, and it tells you how great of an entrepreneur he was. So, with that being said, guys, I am done. Teresa, Charles, you have any questions for me or anything? You
know, Philly. Okay, now wait a minute. Stop. Now, I specifically said, Sean, 3 minutes. Now, just so you
know,
Sean is one of our newest elite members, and he is going to be actually speaking on our call. We let our elite members really speak, and be our guest on our call. So Sean will actually be back on one of our calls very soon. We just have to schedule it out. But I did want him to go ahead and say a couple words today. So I did get a couple of people who have inboxed me and want to know what your information is. So if you guys want to connect with Sean, tell him the correct spelling of your last name.
The correct spelling, my last name is RANBLEMAN, the Sean Random. And you can easily reach me at smartandconcepts.com. But just go through Facebook. Okay. If you guys are connected with Teresa, you guys are connected with me. That's how we do it at EBNET.
Right. So you make sure you guys friend Sean on Facebook. He will, like I said, he will be one of our speakers in the upcoming months. We just have to schedule it. So he will be talking more about starter and delay or whatever. He might have another topic, but I know some of you guys have been posting some comments out, so he will be back. There's a couple other people that have spoken that will be back, you know, as well. So just be on the lookout. So, Brother Sean, you're awesome.
Yes.
Thank you so much for that quick word of motivation.
I love you guys.
I love you too, and I'll be back in touch with you after the call as well. So be on the lookout for my call.
No problem. You guys have a blessed Labor Day, guys. Don't work too hard today.
All right.
All right, we'll do our best.
All right. Wow. We have 5 quickie speakers on this call today.
Oh, yeah.
And I've got to tell you.
Informative and powerful.
That each one was fabulous. You know, I just got a chance to look out on the feed, and Melanie Inspire said this was speed motivation. I love it, Melanie. I love it. I love that. I didn't even think about it like that, but that's exactly what it was.
I like that.
It was speed motivation. And you know, Melanie Inspire, she is the inspiration queen. So if she says speed motivation, that's exactly what it was. Speed motivation / inspiration. Thank you, Melanie. I'm glad that you put a label on that. We will do that again, guys. What did that bless you all? Did it bless you?
Me.
It blessed me. If it blessed you guys, I want some of y'all to inbox me and let me know that it blessed y'all. Or if you don't inbox me, put it out on the Facebook chat where we're talking out on the event page, and just let us know that it blessed you, because we will do that again. Sometimes you need to get that, you know, just get a couple, two, three words from a few different people and just get that motivation going.
Exactly.
I'm excited. Motivation is pumped up.
And you know what? There's actually a topic we've covered twice this year already, and this morning it is actually happening. That topic was stirring up the gift. And I know just with the words we've heard this morning, the motivation and everything, I know people have to be stirred up.
Y'all better be
they
stirred up.
They have to be stirred up this morning and ready to just run through this week. We're not going to walk or crawl. We're going to run through this week.
I mean, you know, and I got to tell you, it started off with Dr. Tappan and has led into this week. But I'm telling you, one of the things that I've noticed, and Sean alluded to this as well, that you don't just get fired up. You got to act on it. So there's been a couple things after that call that have happened to me and Charles, and I said, okay, Charles, come on, we're gonna do it right now. So now I'm in a different place in my life. Everything now has got to be right now. It's like we got to do it because time is short. What we think we have in terms of time, we don't have. So always remember that. We think we have the luxury of time, and we don't have that luxury of time. So that's what I want you guys to, I want you to write this down as well. Put this over your desk at your job or in your home office. 3 words. Let me count them out. 4 words. Focus. Get it done. That's it.
Focus.
Get it done, because we do not have the luxury of time. Michelle's death taught us that. She was young. She was not old. And she probably thought, too, she had a lot of time. So now that I know, I think that was a wake-up call for a lot of us. We do not have a lot of time. So let's focus and get it done. And anything that impresses upon my spirit, if I have to call somebody, last week I went out to dinner with a couple people. Because why? God dropped it in my spirit to do that. Today, a couple of y'all going to get a surprise visit from me. Y'all don't know it yet, But I'm going to call you. I ain't going to just show up at your house. but I'm going to call you first. But there's about two people on this call that's going to get a surprise visit from me today. Why? Because God has laid it on my heart to do that. So I'm focusing and I'm getting it done. Yes, I got a million things to do. I have a million things to do. But you know what? Relationships, your friendships mean more than all this work. This work going to be here. I'll do this work tonight. You know we grind. Entrepreneurs, we grind. We up to 3, 4 o'clock in the morning. I'll get that work done later. Today, I'm going to go visit two people that God laid on my heart to visit. Amen?
Amen.
So that's what I'm going to do.
Exactly.
Get it done, you know?
And you might get a faster visit if you got some barbecue on the grill today. If you got some barbecue on the grill today, make sure you inbox us.
Who having a cookout? Y'all are so crazy.
Make sure you inbox us. I'll make that house call.
That's right. But y'all focus. Seriously, y'all focus. Get it done. We do not have the luxury of time like we think we do. We just don't. So let's get it done. Somebody that God laid on your heart to call them. Somebody, you know, some of the art that is lost on so many of us, writing out a card and just putting it in the mail. Write out a card. You know, every time I get a card, for those of you who've been in my house, I'm looking at on my fireplace, and I have a ton of cards that people have given me over the last couple of years. Why? Because nobody does it anymore. Nobody writes cards. Nobody writes notes. Nobody writes letters. Do that. You will stand out from the pack. You trying to get a client, trying to get a contract? I teach this in my networking class. Send a follow-up that's different from everybody else. I'm giving y'all a little tidbit. See, that's what I'm saying. People who stay to the end of the call, y'all get all the good stuff. I teach this in the class. Follow up differently. Send them a card. Send them a gift. Send them something that they're going to remember you by. That is a lost art, and people don't do that. If you do that, I'm telling you, you're going to get that contract. You're going to get that client. And you're going to build a relationship because nobody is doing it. Okay, I'm going to give y'all all my stuff. But that one, I want y'all to hold on to and take that. Call somebody. Pick up the phone and call somebody you haven't talked to in a long time. If you can't call, email somebody. Write a letter. Go the extra mile. Focus, and get it done. We do not have the luxury of time. We don't have it anymore, guys. So let's do that. We're going to end on that note. We got two quick announcements. Charles, you want to announce a couple things?
I think I'll announce the first one, which is just a reminder of the EdNet Legacy Ball coming up October 25th. And I think early bird prices are about to run out soon.
What's
the date on that?
Actually, early bird prices ran out August 31st. But I went ahead and extended it to September 6th. That is it.
That's
no more.
This coming Saturday.
Right. I mean, and because I know that a lot of people are on vacation, September 6th, that's the final date for early bird. After that, regular prices are in effect. So get your tickets now. Get them.
Exactly.
And I keep getting everybody keeps asking, when is our next EpNet event? So I just saw two people jumped off the call. So y'all going to miss it. The next EpNet event is Eggs, Pancakes, and Networking. The date is September 16th. Mark your calendar, September 16th. Any elite members on the call, our elite members, please hang on the call for a second. If you are an elite member with EpNet, we are having an elite member meeting on September the 9th. September the 9th.
Next week.
So that's next Tuesday. I will give you guys the location. That's for elite members only. September 9th, as many of you as possible, I need you to be there. And I'll be sending out a personal note to our elite members as well. So make sure you put those three dates in your calendars. September 9th for elite members, September 16th for the Eggs, Pancakes, and Networking, October 25th for the Legacy Awards Ball. Make sure that you are at one or all of those events. If you're an elite member, I need you at all of them. But for everybody else, make sure you try to get to Eggs, Pancakes, and Networking as well as the Legacy Awards Ball. But remember, we're going to leave you on this note. Focus, get it done. Every speaker on the call today, Dave, Wren, Alistair, Rowe, Rob, House, Terry, Lewis, and Sean Randleman, thank you from the bottom of our heart for that powerful, what did Melanie say it was? speed inspiration,
speed motivation.
Love that, Melanie. Thank
speed
you guys so much. We appreciate you. Now, don't forget, we're going to do it again. We'll probably do it. You know what? We might even do that maybe once every couple months. And so those of you who have never spoken on our call, just want to say a quick word, make sure that you are ready, because you never know when we're going to do it, because we may not even tell you until the night before. So just be prepared, because you might be one of our guests on our speed motivation call. I love that.
Yeah.
I'm going to call it that, Melanie. I'm going to call it that. I'm surprised Melanie didn't jump on today, or Tina Harmon didn't jump on today. I'm surprised that y'all two didn't jump on to give us a little couple, two, three words. I see Sharon Bullock's on the call as well as Caritha Crawford. I'm surprised y'all didn't jump on the call today. I want to see y'all ladies on one of our calls. Well, Caritha, you're going to be on anyway because you're an elite member, and Sharon has already spoken. But next time we have that speed motivation, I want y'all to jump on with a quick word for the people, okay? I know they nodding their head yes.
Mm-hmm.
All right, and remember, we are EPNET, where we are passionate about connecting, building, growing relationships with entrepreneurs,
one
relationship at a time. Please hold on to this word this week, guys. Hold on to all five of our many speakers. Hold on to their word, please, because that is going to help you grow and go to the top. And also, don't forget to write down what I told you. Focus. Get it done. Have a great week.
Have an excellent, blessed week.
Take care.